We're getting set for a series opener, Shuckers Blue Wahoos from Pensacola. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined for today's pregame interview. We're hanging out third base dugout with Sam Gardner, who just made it back from the injured list, made his first appearance on Sunday. Sam, appreciate you taking the time to join us, and it's great having you back.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me.
How good does it feel to be back in this clubhouse, back with the team, out for almost 2 months, had to go back to Arizona, but finally back and healthy?
Yes. Yeah, man, I've missed these guys. You know, I just want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for helping me through the rehab process and, you know, being injured. And it can kind of create some negativity in your head, and just relying on Him and allowing Him to, you know, to work His magic and get me back here. It's been great being back with the guys. They were super welcoming, getting back in the clubhouse. You know, I missed the competition for sure.
What was it like being away from this team from about 2 months? You had to go back to Arizona, made a couple of appearances with the ACL squad on rehab. What's it like being back here at the AA level?
Oh, it's good, man. It's, you know, this is where I wanted to start the year. So, you know, obviously missing that time was unfortunate, but it's just part of the path. And getting back into it, it's been a blessing for sure.
You talked about the mental side of it. How are you able to stay kind of mentally in it while you were out for a couple months and staying mentally okay throughout that rehab process?
Well, the trainers and, you know, pitching coaches, strength coaches in Arizona, you know, Bridget, Avery, and Tim, they were big helps with that, you know, really drove home that, hey, just because you're not playing every day doesn't mean that we're not competing, we're not trying to get better, we're not trying to, you know, get and stay healthy. And even playing with the ACL guys, like, you know, yeah, it's not the guys I started the year with, but they're doing the same thing we're doing, just at a different level. And, you know, sometimes learning from them, you know, you can apply things to this level. So it was good.
What was it like on Sunday being able to come back out and make that first appearance at the AA level in almost 2 months?
Oh, it was awesome. It was a little nerve-wracking. You know, I was fortunate that the situation arose and my name was called. Unfortunately, we didn't get the win, but, you know, we just try to do everything we can to, you know, to put the guys in the good spot to score some runs. And they really did that on Saturday. It was so much fun to watch.
What's it been like being back in this clubhouse and around this team when the offense is putting up so many runs? They're averaging over 7 runs a game in the month of July. What's that make the mindset out like in the bullpen? Did it take some pressure off?
Oh, for sure. You know, it's, you know, early on in the year, you know, both sides of the ball were having their struggles. And, you know, it seems like they started the turnaround here in the second half, and hopefully we can just keep it going. But, yeah, it definitely takes some of the pressure off, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, these guys that we're facing, they're double-A hitters just like we're double-A pitchers. So they can score runs just as easy as we can. So, you know, you still have to be on your game and on your toes and execute your pitches and, you know, again, like I said, set yourself and the team up for the best possible chance of success.
That scoreless inning on Sunday extended your scoreless streak to what's beyond 2 months at this point, but you had a really great month of May. What was the big key to success for you?
Just, you know, after working with Paul and Will, the pitching coach and bullpen coach here in Biloxi, you know, it was, you know, they brought some things to my attention with pitch usage and pitch execution. You know, that was something that was preached to me last year in high A. It's something I worked on really hard this off season in Australia. And it's just one of those things that I've been continuing to focus on and, you know, make sure that the pitches that I throw, I'm throwing to an area where they have a higher chance of success.
You talk about Australia, and your career's kind of been a whirlwind these past 18 months. You signed with the Brewers out of the Gateway Grizzlies in the Frontier League. You go to High A, finish the season up in Wisconsin. Then you go to Australia and strike out almost 60% of batters face. Now you're here in Biloxi. How wild has the last 13, 14 months of your life been?
Oh, it's been crazy. It's been a lot of travel. You know, I've spent a lot of time in airplanes, a lot of time in hotels, a lot of time in rental cars. But it's been good, you know. Not many people, I don't think, get to say that they played baseball on another continent. So that was super fortunate. You know, it was a lot of fun, and, you know, going back to my faith, it was a lot of fun seeing the beauty that our Creator has put all over this world. It's not just, you know, not just in the United States. It's everywhere. You know, He created it all.
What was it like experiencing Australia firsthand? Because like you said, not only is it another continent, but you're 18 hours ahead of pretty much everybody in the U.S.
Yeah, for sure. That was a weird thing. You know, talking to my parents after games, it's, you know, it's 10 o'clock for me, but it's 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning for them. The 30-minute time zones are also weird. I don't really understand that, how we can – can't we just round up? But no, it was cool. It's definitely different. You know, they do things differently over there. It was a little bit of an adjustment getting used to the culture and stuff like that. But it was also eye-opening seeing how, you know, people on the other side of the world live. And, man, it was just a joy to be a part of it. Wish we could have won a couple more games over there. But at the end of the day, it is what it is. It was a great learning experience, and I'm super fortunate and a better baseball player because of it.
You talk about Australia and that cultural side of things. You're down here in the deep south with Biloxi. How have all of these things really helped you grow, not only as a baseball player, but just as a human being over the past year plus?
Oh, for sure. It's like, you know, it's well, I'm from the deep south, so this isn't super eye-opening culture down here, but you know, we are a little bit closer to Louisiana, and the Bayou people do some different things for sure. But but no, it's been a lot of fun. It's you know, if you grow up in one little area your entire life, you don't really get to see the outside world, and being able to do that, literally see the outside world, has been eye opening and life changing for sure.
And you're collecting continents and crossing them off the checklist. Sam, appreciate the time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
This has been an A's pregame interview. Shuckers, Blue Wahoos coming up next.